I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The hashtag MeToo movement is sweeping across the internet. Women are speaking out about harassment and inequality. Teach Beyond's Wendy Corbin Ruschling.
The church has had a long history, I think I want to say ambivalence, about the presence of women primarily in leadership positions where women are giving voice and are a presence. I know that if we did a hashtag MeToo movement specifically for women who have worked in the church, I would imagine that their experiences parallel to great degrees women who have spoken out in other kinds of professions.
Ruschling says the church needs to build gender relationships through prayer and refusing to believe stereotypes. Find ways to speak with Teach Beyond at missionnews.org. Door International can finally hold its scripture celebration now that Kenya's political leaders have laid aside their conflict. Sign language scripture is critical to reaching deaf for Christ, says Door President Rob Myers.
These are people who, for years and years, have had a written scripture around them, but they struggle with reading. That written language is not their first language. Sign language is their first language. And if they see it on the hands of a deaf person, it's a totally different experience.
And that's why Door also trains deaf church planters and leaders. So many deaf are stranded without the gospel because there's no one to share it with them. Please continue to pray alongside Door International as they endeavor to bring the gospel to deaf communities around the world. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons, along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. You can look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.